Okay, everybody, it's me, Gregory. You know, post market report. I'm laughing. I'm laughing for a good reason. I think you're gonna figure it out in about a second. Maybe you already know. Yes. Yeah, so, post market report on this Monday, September 18th, 2023. You know, I have really good news for you. I think I'm gonna stop all of this because you see, we just found out from one of the it thing, disgusting, hideous, vomitous things, that everything is just fine. And there is no signs at all, not even one, that our economy is in a downturn. It's beautiful. So, you know, why am I even here anymore? Honestly, you know, let me just fix this microphone better. People, you can't make this stuff up. Look, so here's the situation. So today, and this is the truth, look it up for yourself. Janet Yellen Stein said, and I quote, "There are no signs that the U.S. economy is in a downturn." When I heard that, I mean, obviously I was laughing, and I'm sure most of you were laughing too. I just off the top of my head, I just basically filled this page with reasons why she's wrong. Let's just cover some of these real quick before we move on to anything else. Number one, and I'm going to talk more about this in a moment, we have the most inverted yield curve in history. We've never seen anything like this. Now, every single economic downturn, for which we're not in one right now, according to her, depression, recession, anything else, has been preceded by an inverted yield curve. But again, we've never seen anything like this before. Every single leading economic indicator, without exception, is pointing lower, that things are going to get worse off than they are right now. Surging inflation, okay, for which she said was temporary and then transitory, and then it was contained. But we also found out last week that she was wrong about it being contained because wholesale inflation came in nearly 2 times higher than expected. Okay, that's just beautiful. Again, food and energy, especially food, inflation is outpacing everything, as you and I knew. But it's contained. Don't forget. All right. More debt on every level that you can imagine. Not just individuals, personal debt, household debt, consumer debt, all that off the charts here. But we're talking about government debt. Surging out of control. It's got nowhere to go but much higher, but we're fine there too. Wasn't she the one that wanted to print a $1 trillion coin to settle the debt problems? Oh, yeah, that was her. I think it's the magic mushroom issue. You remember that whole thing? Yeah, I think you do. Let's see. So on top of all this, record loan defaults, a middle class that is literally disappearing, but that's okay too. Record high homelessness here in the United States at every level, including children. Okay. The most unaffordable housing market ever in history. We have never seen anything like this. Small businesses shuttering permanently, more so today than during the COVID, can I say? Yeah, it's the COVID scamdemic here. Can't make that stuff up. And more banks today seeking a lifeline to the Federal Reserve than even during the financial crisis, with more coming. But you see, according to her, there is no sign, none, zero, that we're in any – and this is just off the top of my head. I'm sure you could come up with a lot more. No sign that the U.S. economy is in a downturn. It's impossible to make this stuff up, but I guess if you're Janet Yellen and you're delusional and demented and old and twisted, and she probably has multi-infarct dementia, those of you out in the medical community probably know exactly what I'm talking about, at every level. Well, you know, but again, look, this is more deceptions, more distractions, more look here, don't look there, as we wade through this thing that we are in. It's out of control. Now, look. I want to cover this issue with the debt market here, which is getting really pretty interesting and more ominous by the day. But before we get here, let's just briefly cover this market real quick. Stocks didn't do anything. We finished almost at the flat line today. The 10-year yield stable. Relative strength of the dollar did come down a little bit. Crude oil continues to rip higher, people. forget about what's coming down the pike with regard to inflation and higher prices. But Yellen says it's all good and it's all contained. But I think that most of us here would probably disagree with that. Is there one person here, one, I'm looking at the comments, that thinks Janet Yellen is correct here, that we're just doing lovely and maybe Greg should quit? Maybe, right? I don't know. There's got to be at least one of you. Nope. Exactly, Daniel K. Unbelievable. Magic Mika, Lava, oh my, Alan Greenspan's here. Goldstein, I heard that Goldstein can't make it here anymore for the post markets, and that makes me a little bit sad. Goldstein was one of our good top players around here. Where's Lord Humongous? Lord Humongous, tell me he's not here. That's going to kill me. All right, anyway, going back to the market here. You got crude going out of control. When's the pullback coming? I think we need one. All right. I was just talking to my dear friend, one of my best friends in the world, Jimmy LaRocca. Yes, the drag racer. And he's talking to me about crude oil just before this video and about getting into it. Thank you, automotive professionals and performance. I appreciate it. Yeah, there is no solution except to inflate even more. We are circling the drain. Thank you, Joey Sox. Anyway, and we were talking about crude oil waiting for a pullback. I mean, this has gone crazy. From $67 a barrel up to $91 with no sign of this letting up here. We need a correction. We need a pullback. That would be a good time to get in. I think crude's going much higher as well, as you know. Could I be wrong? Abso-freaking-lutely, I could be wrong. But I'm just telling you what I'm thinking here. Cryptocurrency is getting a bit higher today. Gold and silver getting a bit higher today as well. That's the market. Why a pullback, Amanda? I'm going to tell you why. Because nothing goes up in a straight line. You get a pullback. A pullback here or soon would be extremely bullish for crude. Drop, you need some profit taking, you establish a new floor, bang, you go higher. It kind of looks like this. Up, down, establish a new floor, and higher. That's generally how it works. Yes, I know the F-35 is missing. I don't have it. No. Don't have. Anyway, let's talk about this debt market here. Now, let me just say this before I even move forward. Nobody, and I mean this, nobody who follows this blog should be surprised at what you're seeing here. Also, I think everyone who follows this blog is more versed on the debt market than anyone else here. Honestly, you understand this. You realize it's the driver of it all. You understand that the stock market itself is a derivative of action in the debt market. Everything derives value from action here in the debt market. This is why central banks have gone completely wild to hyper. I mean, this has gone beyond hyper. I mean, there's got to be a new word invented. This debt market hyper bubble is just wherever it is, it's just nowhere, no man or no woman, no thing, even Yellenstein has gone before. But everything is good according to her. Oh, yes. Former Fed chairwoman. You think she has your best? How many of you out here while we're talking about it, thing, vomitous mess, Yellenstein, do you believe, how many of you honestly in your heart believes that she has your best interest in mind? Do you trust Janet Yellen at all? Would you invite Janet Yellen to your house for a cup of coffee? Would you have her sit down and hang out with you and your children and pet? Would you even let her pet your dog? I wouldn't. I think if she tried to pet one of my dogs, they'd probably wilt and die. Wendy, hell no. Wendy, how are you, Wendy? Good to see you. Anyway, people, let us cover this. Now, this lovely thing, okay, is in your inbox. Okay, if you subscribe to my free newsletter, this is the my dog would mount Janet. That is freaking awesome. Oh, she might enjoy it. Anyway, so I'm going to go through this with you. I want to like break it down as I read this to you so we can make more sense of this whole thing. So this honestly, to me, what we're seeing, especially after last night, the crazy action here in the debt market. This is now flashing red. We are. What is the MMRI? Someone remind me. Well, less than 20 points away. Way less than 2017, I think, from extreme risk. Thank you, Justin Parker. I appreciate it. I really, really do. No, it's not 420 yet, dude. It's 281. Okay. 281 sounds more realistic. So we're like 19 points away from extreme risk. So to me, looking at the current situation, it looks we're no longer orange here, you know, with regard to, you know, yellow. We're red here with regard to the debt market. And in my view, unless action is taken very soon, and we're going to see this week, this Wednesday, we're going to hear from World Control, being the Federal Reserve. They are going to dictate monetary policy to us. Again, we have no say-so in this. Our loving, caring politicians have no say-so in this. Central banks are sovereign entities. They are their own thing. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. They control the economy. They control the financial markets. They control the financial system. Alan Greenspan knows this here. Magic Beacon knows it. Big Cush knows it. Lava knows it. Everybody knows it here. All right. Joey Sox knows it. Joe Potter knows it. All of you. You're all awesome. Anyway, let's cover this here. So, ready? The global debt market is now flashing red by me. Now, let's just talk about this. Last week, Bloomberg reported this. Are you ready? The bond market has not flashed a warning sign for this long in over six decades. Duh. No. Duh. 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 Yeah, exactly. The world debt market, let me just cover this. It's just this, the basic premise of this. The world debt market consists essentially of promissory notes, a constant, ever-expanding debt black hole with no end in sight. But today, nations around the world have become totally dependent. This has been the plan of the Federal Reserve and central banks to one day own it all, to one day become the lender and buyer of last resort. You've all known this since forever now. World governments have now been not only totally dependent on the Federal Reserve, but the Federal Reserve and other central banks of the world collectively around the world have become the one world government that you and I have been hearing about since time immemorial. Okay, it's here now. Now they are borrowing epic, ever-increasing amounts of cash directly from their respective banks, nations around the world, just to function day by day. Without this, let's just put a perspective on that real quick. If we were not here in the United States, or any nation around the world living under the rulership of a central bank, if they were not borrowing this cash into existence, courtesy of the central bank, where would we be right now? Would I be sitting here in this nice white shirt, wearing this nice white tie with my nice hairdo? At least I think it's nice. Or would any of you be sitting here watching this? No, we would be back in a Mad Max scenario, and we're getting there, and it's going to be much worse than anything that's ever been portrayed by Mel Gibson or anybody else. Okay, this mechanism is out of control. Thank you, Gold Silverback. Thanks for being you too. I appreciate that so much, very much. Anyway, so in order to function day by day, these developed nations around the world must borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow more. Thank you, Kevin Rose. Appreciate that too. It's an insane situation, but that's where we're at. And our loving, caring representatives are promising to borrow more. And then they got this freak, Philip Jefferson, now vice chair of the Federal Reserve, who is determined and will make sure that the Federal Reserve, you know, supplies whatever it has to prop up the system as the Fed solidifies its position as world control. You understand? Doesn't matter who they put behind the Resolute desk, okay? Remember last time Trump is bankrupting the Fed? He's bankrupting the Fed. And I was laughing about it, and I got called every name under the sun. No, you can't bankrupt the Fed. The more cash a central bank is called to pull into existence or borrow on our backs, the stronger they become, not weaker. So whoever came up with that line was obviously selling the people a lie on an epic scale. A lot of people bought it, unfortunately. Anyway, let us move forward here. Moreover, this already enormous amount of borrowing is only going to skyrocket from here. I think we're clear on that. Ever-increasing perpetual debt with interest alone costing more to service every single day. So you have to understand, the mechanism here of servicing the debt is not only sucking the public dry, every single one of us, you and me included, but it's again, The cash you got to come from somewhere, and it's coming from us. We always pay for this. So social programs, whatever it might be, all that's just, you know, going to be pulled into the collective here as we all are forced to eat bugs. You understand that? And get used to a much worse state of affairs. But Janet Yellen says everything is great. So maybe you should listen to her on that deal. Anyway, sucking an unknowing public totally dry. People have no idea what's going on. A twisted debt-based system and an out-of-control debt super spiral, which was destined to fail from its inception, and now it's obviously taking the middle class with it, and they're being systematically erased. No, I don't think I would look good with a Janet Yellen hairdo. I really don't, but maybe some of you do. All right. Over the last 6 weeks, the world debt market has been selling off at a rapid pace. Duh. We've been watching it, you and me, more than anybody else, causing bond yields to spike. The spiking in bond yields is a direct result of the debt market selling off, which in turn has put increasing pressure on world stock markets. Nations such as China and Saudi Arabia, as you are very well aware, are dumping U.S. debt. And this phenomenon of nations dumping U.S. debt is going to expand. Can we agree on that too? Tell me where I got this wrong so far. Are you with me? Are you with me? All right. I think you are. Today, the pace at which the bond market is selling off, the bond or the debt market, is alarming. Rapidly rising bond yields is a clear signal. Listen to this, and I want to hear from you, that there is increasing instability in the debt market. We've seen this before. It's happening right now. Instability in the debt markets push pressure on world stock markets. Duh. Again. All right. The stock market itself, as you all know, derives value from action in the debt market. A stable debt market with low yields, low bond yields, allows cash to flow into the stock market. And never before in history have world central banks kept rates and bond yields low for this long. Central banks have been extremely successful via this mechanism in inflating the biggest stock market bubble in history. Central banks working together, keeping rates artificially suppressed since the last meltdown of the economy and the stock market in 2008, has created distortions, as you know, across the spectrum of asset classes to a degree which has never been seen before. But Yellen says it's all good. Let me ask you. And be honest with me. Do you trust Janet Yellen more than me? Who do you think is more trustworthy? I really want to hear that. I hope that it's at least 90% of you say that you would trust me more than Yellen. I really, I'll be honest with you, because if that's not the case, I'm really going to quit. Anyway, Yellen, Jerome. Anyway, today's hyper bubbles in both world stock markets and real estate is a direct result of central banks collectively working together, artificially suppressing rates. Are you with me? Okay. Here in the United States, the yield curve is the most inverted in history. And just to cover this real quick, a downward trending or inverted yield curve means that long-term debt is yielding less than short-term debt. And this is a clear sign that something is dreadfully wrong with the economy. But not according to Janet Yellen. Wait a minute. I got to do it. The economy's great. There's no downturn. Yeah. How was that? Did you like it? Inverted yield curves have preceded every economic downturn, recession, and depression in history. I had to do that because you see, if I don't do that, I will freaking lose my mind. Okay. You know what I want to do before I finish this? We're live, right? There is nearly 2,000 people watching this. Let's do something. Let's all grab our faces. Let's do this together. Put your hands like this. No one's looking. Thank you, Robert. You too. Do this. Let's all make the Yellen face together. So just think, right now, around the world, there's like 2,000 people making the same face. Maybe we can, more of us can do it too. What do you think?
Tell me, really.
Okay, anyway, let's finish this up. The current rapid sell-off in the debt market, which is causing bond yields to spike, is pathognomonic. okay, I got this from my medical days here, of serious underlying problems in the financial system. Pathognomonic, slick word, huh? I'll tell you another slick word, and I'll never forget this. Are you ready? This is one word. Are you ready for this? Serum glutamic oxaloacetic transaminase. That is one freaking word. Yeah. Pretty nice, right? How many of you know what lysergic acid diethylamide is? I think some of you know that. Some of you might have used it. Yeah. Anyway, today, the rapid rising of bond yields is a red flag for the debt market, stock market, and real estate markets. Now, I would be willing to bet. Oh, LSD. Very good. Lava. Unbelievable. Sweet, sweet baby Jesus. Yeah, you guys and girls are damn smart. As I said, this is in your inbox. I want you to have a copy of it. I want you to share this stuff, okay? Because to me, and look, maybe I'm deluded like Janet Yellen is, but I think she's like more demented than, you know, maybe she's not demented. Maybe she's just frankly pure freaking evil. The lies, the distractions, the this, that, and the, but again, you have to understand what the issue is. When a person like Yellen today saying that, you know, there's not even the slightest sign of an economic downturn, there's no accountability. None. She, it, thing, whatever you want to say it is, define it as you will. Okay. There's no accountability for her. So she can sit there and spew whatever wants to come out of its mouth. Okay. And it's fine because she will not be held to account. Nobody's held to account anymore. This is why I'm telling you, there's no representation. Let me ask you honestly, do you feel, and I know you are laughing at that statement by Yellen, but where are our representatives? Well, how come there's like no one crawling out here telling us, you know, this is complete nonsense, you know, and there's nobody here. There's just you and me, and we got each other. And I think that's pretty important here. It's the most important thing to me. And you all know that. Yes, we're almost at 800 thumbs up. I love that 800 number. You know, two circles joined. It makes Greg happy. So if we can get to 800, I would really, really appreciate that. Honestly, I think we're going to make it in just the next minute or two. But 801. Thank you. Thank all of you. All right, people, look, I've covered a lot here with you. I read this thing for you. I hope it makes sense to you. And, you know, I want to just say one thing real quick. I want to thank all of you for being my friends. Seriously. It means so much to me. I really feel that we're a family here and we've created something really, really cool. 251,000 subs. We're making a difference, people. We're making a difference here. And to me, as you all know, that is the most important thing, making a positive difference in the world. I don't care about anything else. And we together are doing that by raising awareness, by staying on the right side of this, understanding what's going on. All right, people, that's going to be it for today. All right. You want me to answer a couple of questions here for you? Just throw a few out at me and we will. All right. Just real quick. If you get my newsletter, okay. Someone's asking me about exchange traded funds related to energy and oil. I literally, I think it was yesterday, posted several exchange traded funds, which will give you exposure to crude oil if you want it. So please check your inbox. Okay. And again, when you look, if you subscribe to my free newsletter, when you look at these things, you know, don't go throwing darts at a board here. Okay. Look at each individual exchange traded fund ETF and see which one makes more sense to you. Okay. Now these are ETFs. The one I just put out is crude oil. Personally, I think you need exposure to a wide variety of commodities in this environment. You understand what I'm saying? So, and I've even put out newsletters with regard to that as well. So check your inbox. It's all there for you. I got your back. I got your back. You got my back. 934 thumbs up. You certainly do have my back. Those thumbs up are so important, people. I can't say this enough. It gets the videos seen, gets them out there. I think we might even hit 1,000. That would be unbelievable. Where is Jimmy Hoffa? There. I can't help you. I'm sorry. I'd like to know myself, quite honestly. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we go here? How long can this go on? Look, this has already gone on way longer than most people thought they would, that this whole thing would. The first phase here of this maximum saturation event, where I'm talking about global debt reaching a point where we're starting to see some very adverse effects to this, is the first step here is inflation. And we're here now. The rest of this whole thing is could come apart at any moment. I mean, it really could. And, you know, you can't just sit back and say, you know, when. You always have to just be ready for that moment. And for you and I think we're ready across a lot of levels here, mentally, spiritually, physically. You know, from a financial standpoint, I can't imagine being in a better spot than where we are already. You know, bending against the debt, becoming your own central bank, physical silver, my favorite asset of all time, gold, second place here. Commodities, again, have the potential to skyrocket with a meltdown in the debt market, which eventually will occur. That meltdown in the debt market, putting pressure on world equity markets. That page I just read to you should give you some insight into that. Cash is just going to move. It's going to move into commodities. It's going to end up in cryptocurrencies as well. I am certain of that. That's my take on it. You are certainly entitled to have your own opinion on it after study of how this whole thing goes here. Anyway, that's pretty much it, my people. National Disgrace, what book do you have? What book do you want me to buy? Send me a link. Maybe I'll buy your book. I'm always into reading stuff, always into learning new things here. When am I running at the drag strip again? Okay, this is a question for you. I ran my Copo the other day, first run out, 970, 153, 154 miles per hour. I got to get some work done on it. I'm going to put a two-step in. I'm going to put a trans brake in it. I'm going to get that car into the eights, count on it. There's just no doubt about it. It's just a matter of time. Anyway, are we there? Okay, people. I will see all of you tomorrow morning. We will reconvene here and we'll get all this together. Please, people, again, wow, we broke over 1,000. We are over 1,000 thumbs up. That is absolutely amazing. What is this list here thing? I don't have an Epstein list. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Anyway, I will see all of you tomorrow morning, as I said. All right. Thank you again for your friendship, for your support, for your thumbs up, for sharing this work, for getting it out there. Please comment. I want to hear from you, honestly. And that is all. All right. See you in the morning. Have the great, super great rest of your day.